Welcome to the Story Engine. It's no accident that Julius Caesar is known as a great general and statesman. His name is synonymous with power and leadership. And if everything written about him is true, then he deserves it. And if what was written about the Battle of Alesia is true, then he may be the greatest general that ever lived. The only known eyewitness account of the battle is carefully laid out in his chronicles, sparing no detail. And who better to write that chronicle but himself? If only he had the power of modern media at his disposal. Well, he did. The Story Engine war correspondents were there, and here are the newsreels that came out of it.
Fortunes are changing as General Caesar's campaign regains control of Gaul. King Vercingetorix huddles the remains of his marauding band of barbarian rebels in a fortress atop the crescent cliffs of Alesia. Believing the Roman legions to be defeated, he leaves the safety of guerrilla skirmishing to amass a defensive stand. But Caesar's legions are eager to face their enemy in the field. After years of campaigning, Gaulish lands yearning to be secured in the peaceful protection of Rome now await the outcome of the rebel king's final stand. Well suited to harassing the Roman legions, the Gaul to the man stirs fear in his enemy. Painted head to toe, bearing a weapon of superior Celtic gilding, the warrior irregular wears only skin and leather, hanging the heads of his slain enemies from his saddleless mount. But do not mistake their savagery. These men, bred for the sting of battle, are fiercely loyal to their ally chieftains, and have proven themselves in battle. But Roman morale has never been stronger. Caesar, too, trusts in his loyal and dedicated troops, and so may their citizens. Bad news for Vercingetorix. Looking out across the horizon from his cliff-top fortress in search of a relief force, sees only the daunting convoy of Romans 80,000 strong. Among them, the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th Legion. Unfettered by the defeat of the Helvidi, the Boli, and the Tollingi, now carry their silver eagle standard to the gates of Alesia. This victory will not come cheaply, for the barbarian has abandoned the field for a fortress of stone protection. The enemy is resourceful, desperate, and in their own element. Their warrior king will amass a relief force of his allies. This relief force, if and when it arrives, will be sudden and concentrated. For now, Caesar will have to rely on his own resourcefulness to overcome an enemy far greater in number in fortified high ground. Outnumbered but not outclassed, we will use every technological advantage over our primitive foe. And as long as Rome is producing men of valor like these, we will gain and hold the power in these dark and foreign lands. Already Rome shows its strength in the mastery of its terrain. No rest for these legionnaires, as the rigid lines of their camp city form on the plains below the enemy keep. By morning, the Gauls will see the might of Rome without a single gladius or pilum drawn. For their true strength lies in science, discipline, and loyalty. Weapons, their adversary, is hopelessly lacking as this great conflict escalates.